Well, good afternoon, Lake Norman, and welcome to Town Talk. We're coming to you live from WSIC, the Real Talk Studio, nestled on the banks of beautiful Lake Norman, streaming worldwide from Glasgow, Scotland to Limley, North Carolina. I'm your host, Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, the largest chamber of commerce in the Charlotte region. My guests today are Bob McIntosh. He's the managing partner of the McIntosh Law Firm and the board chair for Historic Rural Hill. David Keith, regional manager at Artisan Direct. Stacy Phillips, the interim executive director of Historic Rural Hill. And my producer, Bill Blakely, in the other room. Bill, have you ever been to Limley, North Carolina?
I have not been to Limley.
Really?
Really?
You're
I'm missing out?
You're in Limley, North Carolina.
Am I now?
This is the former township of Limley, North Carolina. Yeah, all the way from Hicks Crossroads, Jaton Park, Peninsula, Limley Fire Department, Cornelius Limley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ringing a bell. Yeah,
There we go. It's the old township, though.
Right.
I don't know many people probably in Jaton that knows anything about Limley.
Counselor? Probably not. Used to be on deeds, but.
One of the predecessors, John Brevard Alexander, was from Limley. Scott-Irish ancestry. We're going to talk about that. He was the great-grandson of John McNitt Alexander. Graduated from Davidson College, was in the Masons. Did you know John Alexander was in the Masons?
Did not.
Masons. Did we have a Masonic chapter in Davidson at that time?
Mecklenburg Lodge 176, one of the oldest lodges in the state.
So that's where he would have been in the lodge. Mm-hmm. During the Civil War, or Bill, what I call the War of Northern Aggression, he actually served as an infantry private and was a surgeon. And after the war, he returned to his medical practice, wrote three books, The Early Settlers of the Hopewell Section, The History of Mecklenburg County, and he was also an elder at Bethel Presbyterian Church right here. You go to Bethel, don't you?
I went there for a while. My wife decided we were Presbyterians for about 4 or 5 years.
And Glasgow, Scotland. You've been to Glasgow, Mr. Chairman?
I have. 2002, I went with Clan Keith USA, and we ended a 600-year-old feud with the Irvin clan, and we went to Glasgow. It was awesome.
Stacy, have you been to Scotland?
No, sir.
No, haven't been to Scotland. Bob?
No, I'd like to go, but I hadn't been.
Do you know I was appointed General Legal Counsel of Junior Chamber International in Glasgow, Scotland? I bet you didn't know I was a General Legal Counsel.
No, but that makes
I have no law degree, though. I have no law degree, but you have to be proficient with Robert's Rules of Order and parliamentary procedure, and that's about it. The reason we're here, we're talking about a huge, huge event coming up this weekend, and that's the Highland Games. Bob, you're the board chair of Rural Hill. How did the Highland Games come about in North Mecklenburg?
I wasn't there when it happened. What I have heard through the years is that a group of people got together and said, these games up at Grandfather do real well, but we don't have games here in Charlotte. And the main population center is in Charlotte. So they got a group of people together, Dick and Keats Taylor and the recently passed Bob Deaton and several other local folks. Sarah McCauley from Huntersville got together and decided they were going to do some games. And they put on the first games at what's called McCauley Meadows, which I think is over real close to where McCauley, the subdivision, right, is. And that started, and then they went to the county and got a lease for the property at Rural Hill, and that became the home of the games the next year, and they've been doing games. This is our 30th anniversary this year.
30, yeah.
Started in 1994 was our first games.
I started the chamber in 1996, and one of the first people I met was Dick and Keats, and they came up, and they started talking about my Scottish heritage, and I said, well, I'm really Irish. I've tracked all my folks, and they said, well, they all mix together. Chances are you've got Scottish blood running through you, too.
Yes, sir.
Talk about, Stacy, you're the interim executive director, got a lot of things going on. Talk about what happens at the Loch Norman Highland Games.
Bagpipes. So many bagpipes. Well, it's Saturday and Sunday, and it is full-time events. We start at 8 a.m. Saturday, and then it processes into a music concert with Celtic bands that are really popular. We have Scottish vendors. We have the athletics on the field. I will note this year, athletics, the most amount of female athletes our games has ever had, which I think is really, really cool.
Awesome.
Those are some real tough ladies. So if you're up for a challenge, there you are. We also have piping and drumming competitions going on. We have Highland Dance. And then they do a lot of the traditional games aspects. But there's something for everybody if you are, like Mr. Keith here, really into your Scottish heritage. Or if you're somebody who just wants to explore another culture, there's something that you can tap into and learn about.
And there's always a whiskey tasting, the ever-popular whiskey tasting.
We're going to talk about some of the facets of that. We talked about the history of the games, but that's a historical property. Talk about the history of Rule Hill.
So the Rule Hill property is 265 acres. It's a nature preserve, but hundreds of years ago, it was thousands of acres. It was operated and maintained for six generations of the Davidson family. And the family decided, as they were dwindling down, that they wanted to leave the property in a way that it would stay what it is. We are so fortunate. It's a slice of heaven in the middle of nowhere. Like, it's crazy to think that, 10 minutes away, 15 minutes away, you're in Burtdale.
Right.
You're 25 minutes away from uptown Charlotte. So to be in nature like that in Huntersville, it's absolutely fantastic. And I'm so grateful that's what the Davidson family decided to do with their legacy.
And that's a very extensive piece of property to maintain. How do you maintain all of those acres?
Oh, my goodness. Donations, prayers, people attending our events. It is a nonstop, full-time job because people don't realize Rule Hill operates year-round. We have cows. We have working farm. We need the community support it. And my big thing has been we have a lot of people who don't want overdevelopment and all this stuff is happening in growth. And it's like, if you want to invest in your community, then and you care about nature preserves and things like that, you need to feed in and to support places like Rural Hill because we are your last bit of green space that's protected. That's what we need. Like, the developers are coming, yes. So if you want to protect our animals and our native trees and things like that, Rural Hill is a great investment because hopefully we'll be for our community forever.
And we're going to talk about the Highland Games more in particular in the next segment. But you don't just have the Highland Games. You've got a lot of events going on. I think weddings taking place there. Talk about some of the things that you do there at Rural Hill.
So we do have the Cultural Center that we have weddings for. One of our biggest events that started happening is the Sheepdog Trials and Dog Show Festival. That's in the first week of November. That event, people love it. And fun note with that one, we partnered with local nonprofits that do animal rescue. And we got animals adopted, but also we do things like Miss May's Tea, we do Burns Night, and we do lots of other little small events. And then, of course, the Amazing Maze Maze through the fall. And if people want to do some kind of corporate tailored event, we can do that for them as well.
When we get back, I want to talk about some of the specifics things that you're doing this coming weekend that are taking place. The Calling of the Clans is always spectacular. The whiskey tasting you just talked about, dancing and all of that, and a lot of different folks out there selling stuff. So it is a wonderful family outing for everybody, and we'll talk about specific information. So stay with us on Town Talk, and we'll be right back with these messages from our sponsors. Okay, for our streaming audience, we're back. We use this opportunity, Bob, to talk about some of the Chamber of Commerce activities. So we're streaming live on Facebook, on Twitter, X. We're streaming on X. LinkedIn, YouTube. If you're somebody working out in the gym, you probably listen to us on Spotify, one of the little podcasts. I'm not working out in the gym these days. I probably should be, but I'm not working out in the gym these days. But fantastic outing we just had just this afternoon. You approved it. The SEG Systems finally had their grand opening today on the corner of Mount Holly and Hambright. That was something I think Town Board approved 3 years ago and just now coming to fruition. I think they've moved three times in 10 years, but now they have a home that they're going to be in. But Stacy Phillips, you were a commissioner when that particular project was approved. So thank you for getting that through. That's I think they currently employ about 90 people and going to be employing 100 more people. They make some of the signage and things that you see when you go in the airports and some of the things. It's just fantastic. So again, another great manufacturing facility for our area. Big shout out to George Fogle and Fogle Insurance yesterday. We had a business before hours at George's place. We had Doug and Sean and all of them welcome us, and tremendous opportunity to get together and do some business networking. Tomorrow, Thursday, April 18th, 9 to 10, we're having a Blueprint for Profitable Business seminar. That's going to be hosted by Brent Thompson. He's with Action Coach. He's going to be right there at the Chamber of Commerce. 9 to 10, you can still get in there. He's going to talk about the 6 pivotal steps that are essential for driving profitability and growth in your business. And again, you can go on the website, lakenormanchamber.org, and find out more about that. Thursday, April 18th, again tomorrow, 12 to 2, Home Trust Bank is celebrating 2 years right here in Cornelius. They've been a great chamber partner while they've been here. And then this coming Friday, we're the 19th, we're having Focus Friday, Parks and Recreation. So we're going to have a focus with the Cornelius Parks and Rec, Huntersville, Davidson, talking about the things that they're doing in their community. So a lot of great things going on at the Chamber of Commerce, clakenormanchamber.org, and we're going back live in about 15 seconds, so I'll kick it back to you, Bill.
Now more Town Talk with Lake Norman Chamber President Bill Russell on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Welcome back to Town Talk. I'm your host, Bill Russell. I'm with Bob McIntosh. He's the managing partner of McIntosh Law Firm and the board chair for Rural Hill. David Keith, who is with Artisan Direct, and Stacy Phillips, who was just talking about some of the activities taking place. Stacy is the interim executive director and the immediate past commissioner for the town of Huntersville. And was it 3 terms?
Two
terms?
Yeah.
I couldn't get you to do another 3rd term. Yeah. Are you coming back?
No. No, thank you. I've had my run of that.
Stacy, before we went to break, Bob was sharing that you guys are starting an endowment. Can you and Bob talk about the endowment that you're starting for Rural Hill?
I think it's very appropriate that Mr. McIntosh talks about this.
The endowment is something that the board voted last month to put in place, and it's for the first time ever we're going to be setting up a permanent place where people can honor and remember family members, other important people in their lives, friends, for the purpose of helping Rural Hill. And The funds are going to be managed, and we'll be using the income off the funds to further the mission at Rural Hill, and hopefully use that as a springboard to expand our offerings at Rural Hill. Of course, one of the big reasons that we're doing it is the games, and those funds will be used to help make our games a more solid operation than we have been in the past. Normally we're year to year with money from the maze and last year's games. And with this endowment in place, we're hoping to be able to provide some better funding opportunities and as a result, increase the offerings at the games, both the quality and the quantity of events that we're doing.
Bob, you were talking about the history of Rural Hill, and you mentioned Grandfather Mountain, which obviously came before the Loch Norman Highland Games, and you've been a very active participant in the Grandfather Mountain. Were you going to Grandfather before Loch Norman?
Yeah, Bill, actually, it's kind of a funny story. So my first exposure to any kind of Scottish games at all were up in New Hampshire, up at the Loon Mountain Highland Games in like 1994 or so. Mm-hmm. And I knew I was Scottish. The family Keith was Scottish, but I never knew how say large of a Scottish family it was, because you always think a Scottish name like McIntosh, McDonald, Campbell, you know, it's standard Scottish names. So when I was up in New Hampshire, I just I went through the family tents that they have at all these Highland games that surround the game field. And I was like, well, there's not going to be a Keith tent. There'll be the McDonald's and all that. And sure enough, there was a Keith tent. And it blew me away. I mean, I was just enthralled. I was there for about probably an hour. And just at the tents at these games are people that care about the families, that have a lot of historical information on the families, and you just feel right at home. And it really pulled me in. So that was my first exposure to the games. Loved it. And then I moved down here to North Carolina, and I attended the Loch Norman games. And it was funny. I was up at Grandfather Mountain as well, and I was on a bus, and the shuttle bus that brings you up to the game field. And while I'm on the bus, sitting across from me was an older gentleman who, no, I think I had one of these shirts on, actually. I brought some old, I've got my Loch Norman Highland Game shirt from 98 and 99. So it's kind of funny how long I've been involved with this. But the gentleman saw my shirt and said, "Oh, you're from Charlotte. I'm from Charlotte and here for the games." And we started talking, and it was Dick Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
And we started talking, and I was with a sign company. And they said, "Oh, we do a lot of games. We do a little signage for the games. Would you help us out?" And said, "Yeah, we could do that." And we just started talking. And the games have signs that lead people to the event each year. And Dick asked me if I could make more of them for him. I said, "Sure." I said, "Not only on top of that, I would love to put them out for you, because we do that as a business." And that's how it started. So I started putting up the signs every year for the games, just for free.
By the way,
Bob,
he was the guy putting the Highland signs in my yard at the
court. I was going to give your actual address. I won't. But yeah, exactly. I know exactly where your house is, and I would put it because it was right at the intersection. It was critical in Huntersville to get people towards Beatty's Ford down to Neck Road. Yeah. So that's funny. I forgot about that.
All right, Stacy, is Phillips a Scottish name?
No.
Okay.
But I have learned that on my mom's side, my great great grandmother was a full fledged Buchanan.
Oh, really?
Yes. So even for me, not knowing much about like my family history from the past, like now I'm curious because I love seeing people passionate about things. And like Mr. Keith was saying, the second like you know where you belong, it's instantly like you have this built in community. And it's really neat. So I'm actually now starting to do more diving into my family because I was like, I don't really have that much Scottish. You know, we're just English and this and that. Nope. We're Scottish too. And it's been fun because now I feel like when somebody comes up and they're like, "Oh, I'm a Buchanan," I'm like, that was my people too. Like, it's so neat to have that instant community and camaraderie.
Well, even when you were serving on the town board, though, I remember things that you would bring up when they were talking about moving things or monuments or things. You jumped right in that on the dais to say, we got to make sure we take care of this. So history has always been really important to you.
I love history. I think that it's important to know where you've come from. And for me, it's even, especially Rural Hills, put into a lot of perspective in the family farm I grew up on. Some families, they start to dissolve.
Right.
And they go away. So I feel like as a steward to Rural Hill, because the last generation didn't have children. So I feel like I'm a steward of the Davidson family to continue their legacy. No right. different than my father felt about Babe and Lucy Stillwell and Jim Hubbard. Like, if it weren't for these people in our community, we wouldn't have a community, because they're what made it great and made you want to move here and made you want to be part of something. So, I mean, if we don't have history, we don't know anything about ourselves.
Bob, the McIntosh Law Firm is, I think, the presenting sponsor of the Highland Games in Rural Hill. Very involved. Why is Rural Hill so important to the McIntosh Law Firm?
Stacy sort of explained it best, I think, and we have to know our history. And Rural Hill is a, like she said earlier, it is a last bastion of not developed, and that's why it's important. And the firm supports it because of the mission and the community and family, because that's sort of how we are at the office. And family's all is important to me as well. My family's been from around here since the late 1700s. My mom's people since the early 1700s, and it's important. And their story needs to be told. And a lot of people come to this area, and one thing we as locals need to do is explain what the history is, explain why it's here, explain to them why it's important. They came for a reason, and one of those reasons was likely tied to something historical. And that's why we support Rural Hill, because it is sort of the beacon of historical in our area right now.
Have you always been interested in history?
Yes. Always been interested in history.
David?
Yeah, I'm actually like the family genealogist. It was interesting. I go up, well, I don't go anymore, but when I was about from the age of like 26 to 31, I went up to Canada, up to Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, where my side of the Keith family came in from. And I would go up there every year for the family reunion with the 200-year-old maps and looking at my fifth great grandfather's land and did all that. And I've been fortunate to do a lot of genealogy for my family. And what one thing it was kind of funny. At one point, I found a leg of the family that I had a hard time connecting with. And I finally found that leg through another person,
right.
You know, and we're talking genealogy in like in the late 1990s, early 2000s. So it's totally different than today where, you know, you're on the internet, it's a lot easier to find. Back then, you're literally going to the provincial archives of Canada. So when I did find a connection to a family member, this family member gave me the leg and I thanked them so much. And then literally this person, he reached out to me and he just said, "So how long have you been retired?" And I was like, I'm like 30 years old, but it was just shocked that somebody of my age at that point was actually that much into the family history.
Bob, we talked about Grandfather Mountain. Do you have a chance to go to other Highland games?
I've been to a few. Our games are so close, number one, and so accessible, number two. David mentioned the bus, the infamous Grandfather Mountain bus that if you're not one of 400 people that get to park on the mountain, you're riding the bus.
Yeah.
We don't have that at Rural Hill.
Lots of parking.
You come into Rural Hill and you park, and in 5 minutes, you're standing in the middle of everything. And so the accessibility is just key. I've been to the games in Greenville. I've been to Grandfather. And somewhere else, I can't exactly remember, but several. But our games are just so accessible, and the feel, there's a true family feel at Rural Hill that you don't get just anywhere.
Stacy, that actually people are staying there in their campers. And so how many people do you think are staying the weekend at Rural Hill?
In our campground, it'll be a couple hundred.
Couple hundred.
Yes, sir.
We've got about a minute left before we go to a break. If somebody wants information on the Highland Games, which again is this weekend, where would they go?
They can go to LochNorman.com. It's LochNorman.com. And it has the information about the games. And if you are more into social media, look up Rural Hill on Facebook. We're updating in real time. And then you can go to ruralhill.net if you have just general questions about Rural Hill and the other offerings we have.
And ticket pricing?
Starting out for adults is $25. And then we have children tickets. There's whiskey tasting tickets that you can add on that are presented by the McIntosh Law Firm. And also, as far as accessibility goes, if somebody is disabled, we do have disabled parking, and we have golf cart shuttles for those who need to get into places, because we want it to be for everybody.
And hit that website one more time for people.
LochNorman.com, L-O-C-H, Norman.
LochNorman.com. So you can get your tickets for this weekend. So it starts Friday afternoon?
No, Saturday for the public, and 8 a.m.
We'll be right back after these announcements. Back to our streaming with our partners on Facebook, on on Twitter, on LinkedIn, X. I can't do that. I can't say X.
Neither can anybody else. It's always X, formerly known as Twitter.
To me, it's all like the Prince thing. You know, we quit calling Prince, and we refer to him by a symbol.
Now that's an interesting story that I cannot share with you.
he wasn't a client, was he?
He was a client of my former law school roommate.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
A very interesting story.
I mentioned in the previous thing, Focus Friday, we're having it this coming Friday, 8:30 to 9:30 at the Chamber of Commerce with Parks and Recreation, Cornelius Davis in Huntersville. Thursday, April 25th, Lake Norman Young Professionals are having their off-the-clock social at the Boatyard, which is over on Statesville Road, 6:30 to 8. Dave, you are no longer a young professional, but you're still a young professional at heart. You attend a lot of their stuff. Why should somebody 21 to 39 get involved in our Lake Norman Young Professionals?
The young professionals, they definitely have a special place in this community because it's a networking group, but it's also like they're a civic organization as well. And that's what I really liked about them, because with my background in Rotary, like right now I'm with Bill with the North MEC Rotary. I'm also an assistant governor for District 7680 this year, but it's always about serving and giving back to the community. And the great thing about the young professionals, which spawned from the Lake Norman Chamber, is they do 4 events a year that they give back. And I started going to some of their meetings when I was board chair of the chamber in 22. I really wanted to bring in the young professionals because that's the future of the chamber. And I was fortunate enough, because I was the board chair, they let me into all the events. So, you know, a few jokes and who's the old guy back there, but they're a really good group of guys and girls, and they do a lot for the community, and they're the future of the chamber.
Real treat for you guys streaming with us. Dave, stand up for a second. Make sure we get the camera on Dave. Dave is wearing his full Scott outfit. He's got his kilt on. I said that was your knife. What is that thing?
This is a dirk.
A dirk.
Yeah, so I forgot my skindu, which is the knife that goes in your sock. But I did have a dirk from the family, so I brought that with me.
So there you go. And explain the thing right there.
This is a sporran.
The sporran, yeah.
This is where you keep your whiskey.
Right, yeah.
And other things.
So there you go. For those of you who are with us on all of our social media platforms, you can see my former board chair dressed up to the nines in his attire. Thank you, Dave. 98 networking events we had last year. Former chairman of the Chamber of Farmers, Bob McIntosh, 98. That's 2 networking events a week at the Lake Norman Chamber.
That's one reason the chamber is or should be an easy sale. If you're not involved with the chamber, you are missing a huge opportunity, because very few things put on 2 events a week.
We talked about the grand opening today with SEG, and we're going right back.
The show.
Welcome back to Town Talk. I'm Bill Russell, your host. We've got Bob McIntosh, the managing partner of Rural Hill. Managing partner of McIntosh Law Firm and the board chair of Rural Hill. We have Stacy Phillips, who is the interim executive director at Rural Hill, and David Keith, regional manager at Artisan Direct. Those of you listening live on the show, you didn't get to see David a while ago, who was regaling him with his Scottish attire. But Stacy, in the last segment, we talked about some of the special events that you're doing. We got the whiskey tasting coming up, and some of the other things. Talk about what are some of the activities if somebody were coming on Saturday or Sunday that they would see.
They would see a plethora of things. Our games are really unique that I'm just going to throw it out there. We actually have Highland cows on property.
Right.
That's really the draw of the job for everybody is the cows. We also have historic encampment reenactments for people who are into history. The Heavy Athletics has a big pull for people who are interested in sports and the history of sports. And even you can go all the way back to how the Scottish games inspired Olympic activities. We have piping and drumming for those that love music. But if that's not your style of music, we have Celtic entertainment and Celtic rock bands. But then there's some more chill kind of low-key music for people who don't want banging drums. We have the Parade of Tartan. We have the official activities that take place on the field. We have a lot of alcohol if that's your jam too. We really do have something for everybody at our games. And if you are Scottish hardcore or just into learning about other cultures, it's a really cool experience. And you can visit the families on Clan Row. We have almost 80 clans on Clan Row this year. And you can learn about your family's historic associations. We have people that will trace back lineage that'll be there. So it's really captivating. For many different reasons. I've had fun at these events. And when you work an event, you usually don't have fun. So that's how you know it's a good time.
Bob, a couple things I've always enjoyed. One is the Friday night activities that is relegated to the families and clans that are there.
Sponsors and patrons, yes.
Exactly. And that's the calling of the clans. And again, yes. when you hear the Scottish, what's the term for the Scottish band that comes out? When the whole little band,
the Pipers.
The Pipers.
Right.
when those pipers come out and they're playing the bagpipes and they've got the drums going, and then they get down there and then you have the bonfire where each clan comes out and says, "We're here." That's just majestic. That just raises the hair on your arms.
It does. It does. It's done right at dusk, and the Celtic traditions and all come out, and you talk about thin spaces. You wonder who's there.
And you're one of the family. Do you represent the Keith clan?
I do. I've been fortunate enough the past couple of years to announce the family coming onto the field. And yeah, that the sponsor night is such a great night because it starts off with the addressing the haggis, and they come out and the piper comes out and they do the Robert Burns poem, and they do all the grandiose artistry that is cutting up the haggis and all that. And I do have to say that Robert Burns, his mother was a Keith, or his grandmother was a Keith, so pretty proud of that. But once they go through that, then, as Bill said, it gets dark, and we get one representative of each family to be able to announce the family to the field. And it's funny because some people just do something really funny. Some people do really historical. Some people get very animated. But it's just really awesome to do that. And as you come up, they grab the microphone, and with it's dark and you got the fires going, and they give you a torch, and you light the torch, and you call your family out.
Right.
And then you place the torch on the field. And I know they have it like on like a Scottish flag. And it's really impressive. It's something that you don't forget. And a lot of people, the patrons and the sponsors, they love that. Maybe best for the Highland Games. Such a great night.
It's a huge circle. How many clans are represented in that circle, Bob?
We'll have, like Stacey said, 80 plus.
80.
That have registered officially. There will be other clans there that didn't register officially. I believe you have to be registered officially to take part in the calling and be part of the St. Andrew's Cross that's out there. You have to be registered for that, but I think there's probably still time.
How many people do you anticipate will be at the 2024 games?
Oh my gosh. I've started crunching numbers because I realized I had to buy extra wristbands.
Right.
Anywhere minimum 15,000 at this point. With it being the 30th anniversary, that is really a big draw. Last year, we had people come from 38 different states and 5 different countries to our games. So I'm really excited to start looking at the data after the fact, because I think that's impressive and also grounding that something that we do brings so much to the Late Norman community as far as tourism dollars. Like, do you know, it's truly an honor that there are some people who, like, their big vacation that they plan for the year is because of the work we do. And while it is a lot of work, that is such an honor that we've done such a great job for 30 years that's what you want to do with your time and your money.
And did you say 38 states?
Is yes, that sir.
38 states.
38 states visited Huntersville, North Carolina because of the Loch Norman Highland Games at Rural Hill.
Okay, from a Chamber of Commerce perspective, David, I got to figure out who the 12 that aren't so that we can get some people here so that they're represented.
I got you a list.
We might not want them here. I don't know.
Bob, you annually participate in the whiskey tasting. Talk about the whiskey tasting.
It started in the barn. Actually, it started before the barn. Keats Cahoon. Cahoon. It wasn't Keats. It's another Skeets Cahoon. That's who started it.
Skeets.
And then cousin Carl McIntosh has taken it over in the last few years. And cousin Carl started his in the barn. And so now we've moved him to the cultural center, the May Davison Cultural Center. And we have about 50, 55, 60 people at each one. You get 5 shots. Carl explains whiskey. One of the neat things about Scottish heritage and culture is that everything means something. And so Scotch is not just brown stuff in a bottle.
Right.
It has different tastes based on the peat that's used to roast the barley and the water that's used to make the Scotch. And each region has its own particular flavor. And so you develop an affinity either for something because it's from your region or because it's something that you just like.
Mm-hmm.
And Scotch normally is a bit of an acquired taste, but it's fairly easy to acquire it based on what I've seen.
So, especially at the Highland Games.
Especially at the Highland Games, yes. I mean, if you've been at the Highland Games longer than 15 minutes and somebody has not offered you a drink, you are doing something wrong.
But it is a family event. We have a lot of kids there. Why should a family look at bringing out their kids?
I don't think it's ever too soon to start having your children exposed to culture, to history, to nature. I mean, there's arts, there's history. I mean, everything academia a child should be learning, you can have them exposed to that at the games. And then we do really neat interactive things with the children that come. We have this thing called Passport to Scotland, where the children receive a passport and then they visit each clan tent that is participating and they get a stamp. And it's like they're traveling around Scotland and learning. And then after the fact, they come and they win an award. And then we also have a kids zone where kids, it's like Scottish light for children to get exposed to like some Scottish culture, some of the athletic things that happen. But then even as a kid, seeing historic reenactments and people, I mean, people are in the costumes, they're in our cabin. It's wild because it's almost like you can watch a child like out there because there's so much and they'll circle in on one thing and you're like, they got them. Like, there are kids who started piping and drumming really young, and now they're, like, world-class competitors.
John Chin is bringing his Asian Bow Festival up here, I think May 11th, but it's coming up here really quickly in the next week or two. If you're not of Scott-Irish descent, let's just say you're Asian, African, South America, why should you come to something like this?
Because I think that we should all be learning about each other and understanding things, and I mean, the hippie in me is like, that's how you find world peace in a nutshell, is that you learn about other people and you learn to respect them, because we all share commonalities and we all have things that make us what we are. And I think that we should be learning that about each other so then we can celebrate one another.
Sure. Dave, somebody just moves here from Florida. They've never been to a Highland game. Why should they come out to the Rural Hill Games this weekend?
Well, first of all, they would be blown away by the piece of land. Just, it's something, like Bob said and Stacy said, it's, you don't expect it. You just turn down Neck Road and it keeps going forever and ever. And then at the end, all of a sudden, it's this unbelievable homestead. And I could see how the Davidsons built their homestead where they did. It's just such a gorgeous piece of land. But when they get there, there is help right off the bat for genealogy and in families and in your lineage, your the regions you're from. So you can go and there's books that show which families you are affiliated with if you have any Scottish descent. And then they will lead you to wherever the family is, and then you could learn more, and then they could become enthralled. But even if not, it's still, there are so many things to do. You've got the heavy competition for the athletes. The professionals are Saturday, and then the amateurs are Sunday. But even the amateurs, there are some unbelievably talented amateurs that are huge, strong people. And for Stacy, we're talking about the kids and things to do. They also have athletic events for the kids. They have the Kilted Mile. They have the children's wrestling. So they get involved with the families. You don't have to be Scottish. It's just a great day, great food.
Well, we're going to go to a sponsor break. We'll be right back. We're coming back and talking about Rural Hill in just a few seconds. For those of you on our social media, we were talking about some of the Chamber of Commerce events earlier. Got a slew of ribbon cuttings. We not only 98 networking events last year, 52 ribbon cuttings. I mentioned the grand opening of SEG today. Tuesday, April 23rd, we're going to have Fundamental Physical Therapy opening up in Huntersville, Stacy. That's going to take place April 23rd. April 26th, Stanton Optical right here in Cornelius, 9:30 to 10:30 ribbon cutting. Then we have a group ribbon cutting. We have several taking place Monday, April 29th. Customers Bank, Pulse Fund, Thai Studios, Own 2 Feet, all taking place at the Chamber of Commerce, taking place Monday, April 29th, 11 to 12, group ribbon cutting. Again, 52 ribbon cuttings last year, and we're continuing to see that. You were the board chair. You've been a board chair. How does it make you feel when you see that business owner cutting the ribbon and opening up their new business?
It's like one of the biggest events of their lives. And you could just tell the pride that they have in their businesses, and their families are there to enjoy it with them. And the Lake Norman Chamber community, we come out as well and we support them. And it's just, it's such a big day. It's just, it's a big leap to do something entrepreneurial, or open a business or a new branch for your company. And just to have the support of the community is special.
And Bob, you former board chair, and your firm works with startup businesses.
We do. We do. And it's great to see that people's dreams get started. As an attorney, I know how some of those dreams turn out sometimes.
yeah.
But still, it's great to see that moment when everything is running well and everything is ready to go, and there's the excitement and the hope, and it's truly a human moment where you see somebody that's just, okay, let's ready to get this thing started, ready to rock and roll.
Small Business Week is coming up April 29th through May the 4th, a big thing that we celebrate at the Chamber of Commerce, and we're having those ribbon cuttings I just talked about, and that group ribbon cutting. Tuesday, April 30th, Rise Cafe in Huntersville, over there by Office Depot and Hickory Tavern. They're having our business after hours, 5:30 to 8, Rise Cafe. They are partnering with Primal Brewery, so Steve Ginnenbacher and his group are going to be at Rise Cafe. You don't want to miss that. And then the Small Business Event of the Year right here, Wednesday, May 1st. You don't want to miss that. That's going to be a fantastic event. You can see all of these activities at LakeNormanChamber.org and take part in Small Business Week. We're going back live in just a few seconds.
Town Talk continues now. Here's your host, Lake Norman Chamber President Bill Russell on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Welcome back to Town Talk. I'm your host, Bill Russell. I'm here with Stacy Phillips. She's the Interim Executive Director at Rural Hill. David Keith, he is the Regional Manager at Artisan Sign, and he is involved with Clan Keith. And Bob McIntosh, the Managing Partner of the McIntosh Law Firm and the Board Chair for Historic Rural Hill. And Stacy, in a prior segment, we talked about all of the things taking place, because we don't just have the Highland Games. We have people getting married. We have the sheepdog trials. What are some of the other things that you're doing right there at Rural Hill, or you have planned?
Well, we have Lollybrock coming up in August. This is the first time we're doing this event, and it is based around a beloved Scottish TV show. That is going to be a lot of fun for us, and it's been fun getting to come up with a new event with my staff that they're looking forward to doing, because that is the fun thing about this place, is we get to do things that we think are fun that other people think are fun. Sheepdog trials,
that's great. Yeah.
It is so impressive to see how that works. And those tickets, we already have them online at an early bird rate, because we do have people that come to that as often as they come to the games. Like, that is their thing that they do. And then we do Miss May's Tea, which is a smaller event, and it is a tea party that we have in August celebrating our benefactress, May Davidson. And then look out for things like, we have Burns Night coming up, which Mr. Keith brought up Robert Burns, who was one heck of a poet, but probably not the best boyfriend or husband out there. But he's an interesting character from Scotland, and we have so much going on, and it's fun because we're coming up with more new, exciting things and already planning our 2025 calendar.
And again, we've talked about it earlier, but hit that website one more time. If people wanted information on where to get tickets or about the event this weekend.
So go to LockNorman.com, LOCH, and look under tickets. And then actually, for the people who are listening to your show right now, when they go to the Eventbrite to purchase tickets in the promo code section, if they type in WSIC, they get 10% off to get tickets for this weekend as a thank you for listening and supporting small business and supporting Rural Hill.
And if you can't remember that, contact the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce on our website or visit Lake Norman on their website. Both of us are promoting the event. Bob, you do lots of things in the community, but those things don't really pay the bills. The McIntosh Law Firm pays the bills. Tell me a little bit about the McIntosh Law Firm.
We're a general practice law firm that located right here in Davidson. We have one office. We've got 12 attorneys. We cover a broad array of practice discipline areas. If we can't help you with what you got going on, we'll get you referred to somebody who does. One of our taglines is your local legal resource. And if you got a legal question, reach out and give us a call. Most things we handle in-house, but certain things we refer out to other Got a good, competent folks.
And you started your firm?
27 years ago, 1997.
David, you're Artisan Direct. Share a little bit about what is Artisan Direct?
Artisan Direct is a sign company that is based, our main niche is the home building industry. We've been that way for over 30 years. I've been with the company for 28, and we work with a lot of the big national home builders. We're in 28 different markets, or actually 29 different markets around the country, and we work with the large builders, the Ryan Homes, the Toll Brothers Homes, D.R. Hortons, the big ones. And we do signage in Florida and then Ohio. Then they need us up in Pennsylvania and obviously throughout the Carolinas and Mississippi. That's what we do. That's our niche.
David mentioned earlier that he and I are both in Rotary. Not many people decide they're going to be president of a Rotary Club twice. But David did that, and once while he was board chair of the Chamber of Commerce. But for people who may not be familiar with Rotary, can you share what is Rotary, and where can somebody find information about Rotary, and maybe how they can get involved?
Sure. Well, you know, Rotary.org, if you want to dive into it pretty deep. But basically, Rotary is the world's largest service organization. There's 1.4 million Rotarians around the world, and the Rotary motto is service above self, and it's basically community-minded business leaders or individuals who just want to contribute to society and make the world a better place. Actually, Rotary is the only organization that has the only civic organization that has a permanent seat on the United Nations board. So that says a lot about Rotary.
It sure does.
And what they do.
Bob, I mentioned earlier on that John Brevard Alexander was in the lodge, and he was in the oldest lodge in North Carolina, right here in Davidson.
Well, but, that's not the oldest lodge in North Carolina, but it's oldest in
Mecklenburg County.
It was one of the first ones in Mecklenburg County.
But for people who may not be familiar with what Masonic Order is, share a little bit about what are Masons and what do we do?
Well, the Freemasons are an organization that helps. It's a fraternal organization. It's not a religion. It takes men and exposes them to moral lessons that are represented by the various Masonic implements. And it takes the catchphrase is it takes good men and makes them better. We do have a service component. We have charities that we support, the Oxford Home for Children in Oxford, North Carolina, and the Masonic Home for the aged in Greensboro. It's now called Whitestone. And then we have a Masonic Foundation who manages property and donations that are given to it, and it supports the Oxford Home for Children and the home in Greensboro, Whitestone.
Not a religious organization, but you have to have a faith in God to be involved in Masons.
You do, yes. Faith in, belief in deity is required, yes.
Wouldn't you say it's really about self-discovery? It's about trying to find out who and what you are.
I tell people it is a lifelong search for light. Mm-hmm. If you follow the Masonic ways and the teachings, it will open up insights into yourself. It'll open up insights into other people. It'll open up a lot of historical information that you maybe did not know or understand, but it's a lifelong search for light. You're searching for light as you move forward.
And oftentimes it's regarded as a secret organization, but you'll go down the road and you'll see many of us with our, you know, I've got my ring on today that was my grandfather's ring, and it's got the Masonic, so it's not secret, but it's things that, you know, it is self-discovery and you have to ask to be a part of the organization.
You do. You have to ask. We cannot solicit members. We are prohibited from soliciting members. So if you think, well, nobody's ever asked me to be a part of that, well, there's a reason. And it's not because you're not worthy, and it's not because you have bad breath or anything else. It's because you have to ask. We are not a secret organization. We are an organization that has a few secrets. Yes, there are a few secrets involved in it. But it's not a secret organization, and most anything that you want to know, any Mason can explain to you and answer questions for you. But you do need to ask.
And the oldest fraternity.
The oldest fraternity in the world, yes. We've only got one letter. That's how old we are. We've only got one letter.
And yeah, people like George Washington, several of our founding fathers were involved in the Masonic Order.
Yes.
And one of my heroes, John Wayne. John Wayne went through the lodge.
Yes.
Stacy, two terms on the town board in Huntersville. Looking back on your tenure, what are some of the things you're really, really proud of having served as commissioner?
Oh, man. My proudest moment is that the Huntersville Police Department, our officers carry Narcan. That way they're never put in a situation where they're ever wondering what if. Puppy mills are illegal in Huntersville. That was my first real big push. The only town in Mecklenburg County that puppy mills are illegal. And we're getting a splash pad in Huntersville.
Oh, really?
And that was my other really big push. So to see things that I cared about come to fruition, and a lot of work went into them, and staff that was there, and having supportive board members who helped me get things across that I cared about. Like, I look back and I'm like, I did good. I know people think I did a terrible job too, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, I'm very happy with how I left the town. And now I get to focus on something that I care about just as much, if not more.
You know, Bob, we spent the last 57 minutes talking about Rural Hill and the Highland Games. And you see somebody like David Keith, who dressed up in his Scottish attire, and he's so excited about the games taking place. You've got somebody who works for you that is just, she's just excited about working there. You can tell that she really enjoys all the aspects of being involved in Rural Hill. And you've been the board chair for how many years now?
I don't remember. Somewhere around 10. Actually, I think Bob Deaton, again, he just passed away. I think he was the board chair before me. So ever since Bob left. And then the other person who was before Bob was Jeff Lowrance, talking about history. He is Mr. North Mecklenburg right. History himself, God rest his soul. And, you know, it's several folks have had a lot of good intention toward Rural Hill, and we're tickled to death to have Stacy. She does have a lot of energy and a lot of vision, and it's good to have that.
And I mentioned two things that I really enjoyed about the Highland Games, and one of them was the calling of the clans, but the other is the Sunday morning service that we have over at the Davidson Cemetery, which is it called the Davidson Family Cemetery or the Rural Hill Burial Ground?
It's the Rural Hill Burial Ground, and it's not part of Rural Hill. The Davidson Cemetery Trust controls it. And actually, we do our church services now at the Heritage Center.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, thank you very much. Again, hit the website one more time.
LochNorman.com, LochNorman.com.
And if you can't find that, go to LakeNormanChamber.org or visit Lake Norman. Again, thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it. Bob, I cannot thank the McIntosh Law Firm enough for everything that you're involved in our community. Y'all do a fantastic job. Thank you so very much for that. And thank both you. Of you for your service to our board of directors and as being past chair of the Chamber. It's Wednesday afternoon. We're talking about our towns on Town Talk on WSIC. We'll see you next week.
Serving you better than ever before. WSIC, Statesville. W290DK, Mooresville. W264CU, Statesville.